Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Helen Taylor, Artistic Director for 111 Theatre. They're putting on Blue Stockings at the old fire station. Hello, Helen.
Hi.
Hi, can you tell me about Blue Stockings?
Yes, I can. It's the story of the first female students at Cambridge University and their fight for an equal education. Because at the time, in the 1890s, when they started at Cambridge, they were allowed to attend the same lectures and they did the same exams and all the same work as the men, but they left at the end of the day with no qualifications, no degrees, and a reputation of being unmarriageable blue stockings, academics that nobody wanted.
But this play explores a riot that happened.
That's the culmination of the play.
Oh, okay.
When they first put it to the vote of the Senate, there was rioting in the streets of Cambridge. It was that shocking that people were looking to have equality in education. They were associated with the suffragettes. They were seen to be radicals. So it was a huge deal when they first tried.
It's crazy to think that.
It's shocking, and anyone who's been through the university system, you don't realise that you're standing on the shoulders of real pioneering women who put up with all sorts of abuse and were turned away from lectures and had a terrible reputation, had a real fight to be given equality, equal status, even though they proved themselves over and over again to be on an equal footing academically. They just weren't considered. It was believed that using your brain, your physical powers towards your brain would take it away from the strength of the rest of your body, so it would make you unfit to be a mother if you chose to pursue academia. You were taking energy away from the things that women needed their energies for. A very strange way of looking at things. Yes.
Completely foreign to a modern audience, I
exactly
imagine.
Yeah.
And in this production you play Mrs. Welsh.
Yeah, she's the head of Girton College and she's at spearhead of the fight to be awarded degrees, but she's very careful not to be radical, not to be seen to be radical. She thinks if you put a foot wrong, if you associate with the suffragettes, then you're going to make it much harder for yourself. But it's not just about that. It's not just about the political fight, this play. It's about the choice that these women had to make between love and knowledge, between having a life of academic success or having a life that every woman wanted to have of, you know, a family and children. And having to give up everything. It was almost like joining a convent. You would really be giving up everything if you went into this life. You were making a very firm decision to leave it all behind you in the pursuit of knowledge, which is a ridiculous choice to have to make, but they did have to make it. And that's what the play is about. It's as much about the personalities as it is about the politics.
So, as you say, you think that doing this play has changed your perception of your own education?
It's made me realise how lucky I am and that I'm standing on the shoulders of these pioneering women. It's made me realise I had not realised how difficult it was for them and how long it took for them to be accepted and recognised on an equal footing with the men. I thought that once they were at university, once they'd been allowed in through the doors, that was the end of it, but it wasn't the end of it at all. So I work at the university, and it's interesting to think how a lot of the women that are working there now wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those people that were prepared to break those boundaries. So it makes it an interesting story.
Yeah, it helps the audience reflect on their own experiences, I guess.
Especially in a city like Oxford.
Yeah, exactly. It's such an academic environment.
They were a little bit ahead of Cambridge, actually.
Really?
They got there before Cambridge did.
Ah, yeah. OK. So how's the rehearsal process been for this play?
Exciting, because this is the biggest cast that we've ever had. I think there's 14 people in this, playing a total of about 20 parts. So very different from the little small-scale things that we've done recently. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun, lots of laughs, because it's a very funny play. It's a very lively play. There's bicycles and can-can dancing and fist fights and all sorts of things going on. So lots of fun to rehearse, definitely.
What's been a particular high?
That's a good question. I would say watching the girls doing the can-can. They do it as a warm-up every rehearsal.
Oh, wow.
And it's always entertaining, yeah.
I can imagine. Can you tell us more about 111's origins, please?
Yes, 111 Theatre has been going for about 8 years now. It was initially it was a birthday present from my husband. When I turned 40, it was I think it was supposed to take my mind off the fact that I was rapidly descending into middle age. So he gave me a new challenge. And I'd done theatre for 20, 25 years before that, but this was a whole new direction to take. I think it's our ninth play, and we've done all sorts of things from Noel Coward to, you know, little two-hander plays about feature Sackville West and Virginia Woolf and all sorts of different things. Last year we did a season of three plays about science and scientists, and now this.
What's been your favourite play to do?
Ooh, it depends whether you mean acting in it or directing it.
Oh, acting and then directing.
Well, acting, it was playing Emily du Châtelet, who was this groundbreaking mathematician in this fantastic new play that we did last year that was a European premiere of a play, which was successful American playwright, but nobody's heard of her here. So that was a fantastic part, and I had a great costume. And my favourite to direct was probably... It was probably my first one, actually, Private Lives, Noel Coward. It was pretty good, and we did it right here in the old fire station.
Oh, it's nice to come back then.
Yeah, we're going full circle.
And what is next for 11-1 Theatre?
Towards the end of this year, we are doing a production of The 39 Steps. Only, although that has a whole host of characters, that's being done with a very small cast of about three or four people. A bit like the reduced Shakespeare company. Everybody plays lots and lots of parts, and so that's going to be quite fun to do for the Christmas show. My husband's directing that one.
Have you got the cast ready?
It's just being cast now. Oh. We're just in the process of holding auditions, and we're almost there. Yeah.
Auditions are open to anyone.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. We advertise them Facebook and online and on our website, and anyone's welcome to rock up and have a go. We've got an interesting mix of people that end up being involved in our productions. Everything we've got, I think, four trained actors in this company, and as well as people who are doing a whole variety of other jobs for their day jobs.
Yeah, it must be quite a juggling act.
I think the people who do this, that don't do it for a living, have a real passion for what they're doing. It's something very close to my heart, actually, that people talk about amateur theatre, and I tend to be, quite often, quite disparaging about it. But I always say to them, Einstein was an amateur physicist when he wrote the theory of relativity. He was not doing it for a day job. Didn't mean he was a bad physicist, and it didn't mean he didn't care very passionately about what he was doing. And I think that the people who do this not for a living put their heart and soul into it and work very, very hard.
Excellent. So what would you say to encourage people to come see the show?
I would say that this is going to show you a whole new side of what you thought you knew about Oxford and Cambridge and their early days. Well, not their earliest days, of course, they've been around for 800 years, but the early days of women's education. It's funny, it's vibrant, it's full of passion, it's full of personalities, it's full of great characters. It's a nice contemporary new play. It's not very kind of overly wordy or overly complicated. It's fun to watch, so I think it would be a great night out at the theatre for anyone.
How much are tickets?
£15 or I think 12 for concessions.
Brilliant.
And all matinee seats, I believe, are £12 as well.
Excellent. And you're performing from Tuesday until Saturday?
Until Saturday, with a matinee on Saturday afternoon.
Brilliant. So that's Blue Stockings at the Old Fire Station, Tuesday till Saturday. Come along.
Yeah, do.